We come now in our worship together to share in Holy Communion. As Jesus took bread and wine, so we will, or we'll take something that represents that bread and that wine. And hopefully you have that ready with you. But if you're watching or listening and you don't wish to take part, then please still stay with us for these beautiful words that we share together. Be still, look, for someone is reaching out, breaking bread, pouring wine, sharing a meal with his friends. Be still, listen, for someone is speaking, a voice breaking into the darkness of the world. My body, my blood, do this in remembrance of me. Be still, touch, for the Lord is here, present with us, broken for us, poured out for many, wanting to transform our lives. Be still, taste, for here is living bread, living water, the answer to our deepest hunger and the end of our thirst for truth. Be still, listen, for someone is calling, a voice breaking into your darkness, speaking your name. Come now and feed in your hearts with thanksgiving. Come now and be filled to overflowing. And we share in the words that Jesus spoke with his first followers when they gathered in that upper room together. Among friends gathered around a table, Jesus took bread and having blessed it, he broke the bread and gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body which is given for you." In the same way, he took the wine and having given thanks for it, he poured it out and gave the cup to his disciples, saying, "This cup is the new relationship with God, sealed with my blood. Take this and share it. I shall drink wine with you next in the coming kingdom of God." And so now, following Jesus' example, we take this bread and this wine, those things that are here to represent them today, the ordinary things of the world through which God will bless us. And as Jesus offered thanks, so we now pray together. Let us pray. Loving Lord, we thank you for the bread and the wine that you have given us to remember you. And today, some of us find ourselves at home, some of us watching, some of us listening, some of us with people, some of us without. But thank you for the bonds of your love that join us together as one in Christ. And Lord, we thank you for this bread and for this wine. Lord Jesus Christ, present with us now, as we do what you did in an upstairs room, breathe your spirit upon us and upon this bread and wine, or those things that represent it, that they may be heaven's food and drink for us, renewing, sustaining, and making us whole. That we may be your body on earth, loving and caring in the world you have called us to serve. Amen. So as Jesus took the bread, we now take this bread and break it. Jesus said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, in memory of me." The cup is the cup of the new covenant, sealed with Christ's blood, the promise of life in all its fullness now, and life eternal in the kingdom of God. Drink of this cup. Jesus' disciples were behind locked doors for fear of the Jewish authorities. And into their midst came the risen Christ. Peace be with you. And Christ comes this morning, or this afternoon, or in the evening to you and says, peace be with you. As we have shared together in this bread and this wine, we have met with the living Lord, who calls us his children and who breathes his Spirit upon us that we might live the life of faith that he has called us to, knowing that he has promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. What a saviour. Amen. As we come to prayer this morning, we're going to use as part of our prayer a prayer that has been prepared for Prisoners' Week, which is marked this current week in November. There are chaplains working in our prisons. I know a few of those chaplains personally, and there is much work that needs to be done and care that needs to be given. And so we hold all of them and the work of our prison service and the work of all those involved in our justice system and those who are victims of crime in our prayers this morning. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you that we can come and share our prayers with you. For the times, Lord, when we are sick, may we have healing. For the times when we are isolated, may we have company. For the times when we are oppressed, may we have justice. For the times when we are exposed, may we have dignity. For the times when we are mistreated, may we have humanity. For the times when we are ignored, may we be heard. For the times when we ignore or isolate or oppress or expose or mistreat, may we change. And Lord, we thank you this week for your words to us in the Bible, where we are called to remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them. And so we share in this prayer for Prisoners' Week. Lord, you offer freedom to all people. We pray for those who are held in prison. Break the bonds of fear and isolation that exist. Support with your love prisoners, their families and friends, prison staff, chaplains and all who care. Heal those who have been wounded by the activities of others, especially the victims of crime. Help us to forgive one another, to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with you, our Lord. We look to you and your strength, and in the stillness now, we bring to you our own prayers. Lord, hear us, graciously hear us. And in the words that Jesus taught, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory for ever. Amen.
There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving us your Spirit till your work on earth is done. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, once for sinners slain.
Thank you for continuing to share in this online worship, whether you've watched through your laptop or computer, or whether you've been listening in the telephone. And I would encourage you to encourage others to join with us in worship. Can I also continue to encourage you to consider coming back to the church for our in-person worship on a Sunday morning? The church is cleaned and all the regulations that need to be in place are in place to make sure that it is a safe place for you to come. If you think you would like to come back to church, then please contact Vanessa, our church administrator, and she can book a place for you at our morning worship, which begins at 10:30. So now go in peace. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you and with all those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forevermore. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness. Protect protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown.